Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here on the C2P platform. We have a fabulous young man on the program today as he prepares for this 2023 NFL draft. Before we went live, he told me he was body percent 2%. He added 10 pounds. He was also the leading rusher a couple times for the Colorado Buffalo, and then he made his final debut at Michigan State. It's none other than the standout running back, Jarek Broussard. Jarek, welcome to the program, my friend. How's today treating you?
Today's treating me fine. Just chilling,
Excellent. Hanging
out.
Now, it's a Sunday, and it is a day to kind of relax. I know you're busy. You're probably doing your combine prep pro day stuff all week. I mean, this is kind of like your time to, like, relax, kind of recuperate, heal the body, heal the mind. But I got to ask, a guy like you with the skill set that you have, were you the kid with the ball in your hands from an early day, like Pop Warner, Pee Wee? You were scoring one touchdown after the next?
Yeah, for sure. When I was growing up, I was big into watching like Reggie Bush. So I wore number five. And at all my youth football games, I would try to score as many touchdowns as possible every week.
Great. I got to ask, were parents ever speculating that you might be too old? Was there a point where they wanted to check the birth certificate saying, hey, this kid's too good to be this young?
Well, not necessarily wanted to check my birth certificate because I look my age. You know, like some kids nowadays, sixth grade, full beard. I wasn't one of them. I looked my age, but as far as my skill set, I mean, yeah, they did question some things, I feel like.
Hey, man, that's a testament to your athleticism and what you bring to the table. So I would assume there probably had to be very few moments throughout your football life where you weren't the guy with the ball in your hand. Even though you might have played defense, there was no question you were always going to be primarily a guy receiving or running the football. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Excellent. So you're doing your thing. You're scoring your touchdowns. You get to the high school level. I assume you're doing the same exact thing. When did you kind of, you know, I guess offer-wise, you know, you begin to Colorado, but how did you know that was going to be your best fit growing up in Dallas? What other schools were looking at you, but how did you know you wanted to be a Buffalo back then?
So TCU was also talking to me. And, like, when I was in high school, I was part of this thing called Young Life, and we actually got the chance to, like, go to Colorado. And it was, like, kind of like a church camp type deal. And it was just, like, a vibe. You know, it was far away from home. Like, I got to see, like, another side of the world because I live in Texas and it's flat. And I got to see, like, mountains and all that. So that kind of changed my perspective on the world a little bit. And then when I got the opportunity to go there for college, it was kind of like a no-brainer.
And then you made the most out of it. And, again, I mean, you were on the Doak Walker watch list. You led the team in rushing a couple seasons. I mean, you've done everything up to this point. And I love, again, as we talked about, you adding that weight. It takes a lot of dedication to add 10 pounds to that frame. Do you feel as fluted as you normally do with that added weight, or do you actually feel better? Do you feel more spry and, like, you know, more pulse in that step?
Yeah, like, I for sure feel, like, way more explosive and stuff. But probably the biggest part is, like, when I look in the mirror and see it, like, it's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that is no joke. And, you know, a lot of people can add 10 pounds, but it ain't 10 pounds of muscle. And as you get in, you added it and dropped that percent of body fat. Now, you are a 2023 NFL draft prospect, and we do know NFL folks listen in. So we always like to present this question to you. If you're in the film room, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you, my friend?
Probably just my vision, just being able to see things, and probably my explosiveness to hit it.
How about this one? What goes unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe some of the offensive schemes didn't allow you to showcase certain things. Anything to add to help you fall in their good graces?
Probably just my bond with my teammates. You know, like I'm often seen as a guy that like don't really talk much. But as far as the relationship I have with my teammates, like those relationships last a lifetime.
So you're kind of a quiet assassin? Is that a fair assessment, kind of? Kind of quietly go about your business behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, this next question, it's a cliche question, but I think it often allows our audience to understand who you might resemble at the next level. Do you get comparisons to anybody that's in the National Football League right now?
Nah, not that I know of, for real.
Anyone that you like to pattern yourself after?
For sure. Like, you know, growing up, it was Reggie Bush. You know, being in the open field, being able to, you know, make guys miss. So I've always admired that.
Fair enough. And I'm curious, with I don't want to set you up by any means, but in terms of your upcoming pro day, is there any particular drills? And they could be all of them. And I know you want to, you know, hit a home run in pro day, but is there one particular drill that you really think you're going to catch the scouts' attention?
Probably just my overall footwork, you know, the footwork stuff.
Okay. The positional drill stuff.
Yeah, that has always been my favorite. But, you know, my bench might shock some people. My 40 might shock some people. You know, I just want to go out there and, you know, have a big day and enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm. When is pro day for you?
It's actually this Wednesday coming up.
Oh, wow. Man, so you're like at the 0 hour almost, Jared. Do you just want to wake up tomorrow and get it over with, or are you cool letting it simmer for a couple of days?
Yeah, I'm cool letting it simmer for a couple of days. You know, just soak in the moment. I've been dreaming about this my whole life, so it'll be fun to finally piece it all together.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And pro days are such a unique event. You know, it's funny is they're so quiet. You know, it's just, you know, you go through your drills, your teammates do their drills. You know, you think they'd have some, like, hype music going on to kind of get everybody amped up during these drills, but it's just so solace, and it's almost like a church session. Once again, Jarek Broussard, the standout Michigan State and Colorado running back here on the C2P talking some NFL draft and finding out what else this young man brings to this 2023 draft class at the running back position. We've been talking football for the beginning of this program, but what other avenues of life do you enjoy when you're not worrying about X's and O's in the game of football? What other things do you find is an interest that you love doing and spending your time doing?
So I have a dog. His name is Brewski. He's about to be 3 years old. So outside the game of football, I spend a lot of time with him and my family. You know, big family-oriented guy. So just chilling with my dog and the fam for the most part. And then playing video games, of course. How I usually unwind.
Fair enough. What kind of dog is Brewski?
He's a brindle pit bull.
Yeah.
So he has like a cool tiger stripe color.
Ooh. Okay. That's fair enough, man. And that's your buddy, right?
Yeah, that's my boy.
I love it. Hey, man, we're almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time. We know you got a lot going on, but we always like to end the program. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, you can pick between either school, Michigan State or Colorado, but what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? If you or your teammates got caught doing this during practice, you might catch a little hell.
Michigan State, for sure. just being at practice, if we're like running plays and stuff, and there's guys that are like hee-hee-hee and ha-ha-ha, and like you instantly like get charged up in a way. Because you're not focused,
great.
And like, you know, you're not paying attention. Like, coach, he's asking, like, what's the play? What's the protection? You know what you're doing this play? Just to try to see if you're paying attention. And you pass. If you fail, kind of know how that goes.
I like it. How about this one? Are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model?
Probably a runway model, because that's just walking. It doesn't require much talking.
That's a great response, Jerry. That's a great response. And then the final one before we let you go this afternoon. This draft will be a quote approaching quickly. Your pro day is this Wednesday, so you know how quick this is going. The weekend, the week of the draft, if you will, where you're finding out, waiting to find out where you're going to land, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate your next football journey?
That's a good one. That's one I got to think about for sure. I'd say probably my stepdad, just about anything. He goes crazy in the kitchen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he a fool.
I love it. Well, hey, he is
probably,
now on the clock.
Probably,
go ahead. You, go ahead.
Probably like a Cajun, like Alfredo pasta with like crawfish tails in it, because we're from New Orleans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, he's now
that
on the clock.
Made some off water.
Yeah, this, you know, it's fun to think about is the meals that make, you know, I mean, great meals is one of some of your best memories of people. But now he's on the clock, my friend, for Alfredo pasta, and you're on clock for this 23 NFL draft. We always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. And best of luck this Wednesday. Wake up ready to just knock that thing out of the ballpark, my friend.
Bet. Appreciate that so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout running back for Michigan State, also from Colorado, Jake Broussard, here on the C2P. So much about like about this young man. He's a shifty back, and he's powerful. And that added weight can only benefit him. When we know the measurements at the NFL and how they evaluate things. But I just think I'm not saying anything that we don't know, but that 10 pounds is such a critical factor in really letting these teams feel that he has the frame and the durability of a body that can withstand that pounding at the next level. So there's a lot to be excited about. And, again, a big shout-out to him for this Wednesday and that pro day. Hopefully those numbers come to fruition that he's been working so hard to achieve. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.